Hello, this is my first teardown of a generic Tuya-compatible smart switch with 4 ports. The model is WSM16-4. I bought it from AliExpress. Let me also post here some screenshots from the AliExpress link in case it expires. What a nice tricky way to do a dual-way control. We can see that the MCU used is a CBU. These pictures were taken after disassembly and OpenBK converting. That's why there are burn marks on the plastic casing and uneven solder. Datasheet. By looking at the datasheet, this is the pinout used for flashing OpenBK. Ground, pin 13. VCC, pin 14. TX1, pin 15. RX1, pin 16. SEN, pin 18. To flash OpenBK, I used a USB UART programmer and connected the cables accordingly. As usual, SEN needs to be grounded before flashing. So I connected SEN to a push button that grounds the pin when I press it, so the MCU can enter the bootloader mode. I used the HID download tool to flash. Obtained from and used the following parameters. As soon as the program started, I pressed the push button connected to SEN to put the device into bootloader mode in order to flash the new firmware. The unprotect parameter is required, otherwise it will fail with a CRC error. Note, as pointed out, the method above can be replaced by using the new Windows user-friendly flashing tool from After Flashing. It was time to configure the module by assigning its pins to their functions. I tried to look for existing teardowns and their setups, but unfortunately, none of them had the same pinout as this generic module. So it was a trial and error method by connecting a light bulb to the relay outputs and testing each pin to find the correct pinout. P6, BTN, channel 2. P7, BTN, channel 3. P8, BTN, channel 4. P9, Wi-Fi lead. P10, relay. Channel 2. P16. Relay channel 4. P17, relay channel 3. P20, relay channel 1. P24, BTN. This is the button originally used to pair the device. I'm using it to toggle all relays on or off. P26, BTN channel 1.